Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, we're going to continue our series of candidate interviews. Today, Perry Sutton is with us for the first half of the show. He's a candidate for the State House of Representatives, District Number 29. And that is, I'm sorry, 49. I said 40, did I say 29?
Yeah, you said 29.
That's because you told me 29. Yeah. Okay. District 49. And then the second half of the show, David Stumbo is going to join us. He's a candidate for Attorney General. Okay, Perry Sutton, you got the microphone. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
Hey, Perry Sutton, born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Former city council member. Was in the United States Coast Guards for 30 years, 9 months, and 15 days. Coach U football here, part of the Football City USA trifecta. 48 NFL football players, 15 of them played for me. And that's just a little bit. It's a lot going on with Perry Sutton.
Phew, all right. So I ask every candidate the same question, and that is, why are you doing this? Why are you running?
Well, before, let me hit a couple of things, because I live by the fact that a thing our mayor says a lot, facts are a stubborn thing. And I listened to my opponent when he was on this show the other day, and I wanted to get a couple of things straight. Number one was they talked about a grocery store on the south side of Rock Hill. I want to let everybody know, myself, the mayor, and Councilmember Lindsay have been working diligently on bringing one to the south side of Rock Hill. We would have loved to have had the support of the school board and the council, but if you remember at that time, they were suing us over the failed Tepper property, or former Panthers property. So we didn't get any buy-in from them, but we got so much accomplished on the south side that it was a win-win for the city of Rock Hill. Another thing that was put out that wasn't quite right was that my opponent, and I received it in the mail, says that he has gotten $10 million for Clinton College. I've gotten a call from South Carolina, and this was the family of Senator John Scott, letting me know that it's stolen valor going on, and that Senator John Scott was the one that got the money for the 7 HBCUs in the state of South Carolina, and he got $18 million. So that was, I just wanted to put that out. Infrastructure and stormwater have been taken care under my watch. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm running, because my opponent told you that he can't get anything done in the House because they have a supermajority. Well, I'm telling you, I can get stuff done. I don't care what kind of majority they got. I have the ability to cross lines. I have the ability to talk to anybody, and we can make a difference on the south side of Rock Hill.
All right. So you're in this thing now, and the election is a week from tomorrow. What specifically do you want to tackle if you are successful?
So number one is mental health. We have a mental health crisis not only in our area, in the state of South Carolina. A few years ago when we had a tragedy here where an NFL player killed Dr. Leslie and his family, I was approached by a young man, Kobe McCullough, and said, "Coach, you need to do something about this." And I was like, "I have nothing. I don't know anything about mental health. There's nothing I can do." He called me four times. That fourth time, I was like, "Okay, let's figure something out." To make a long story short, we started York County Mental Health Task Force. In this county, it is now 60 plus mental health professionals, where we're trying to get together to help our people in mental health. One of the things, or the major thing we want to do is bring a mental health facility to this area. We went to North Charleston and they built one. It's called Live Oaks. You can look it up. It was $55 million a couple years ago. We're looking at building something like that in this area. It's going to cost us about $70 million, we're guessing on. But we're going to use the federal government. We're going to use the state government. We're going to use local government. And we're going to use the hospitals because they have already set the precedence on how to get this done. But that's number one. Number two is infrastructure. If you ride around, and not just the South Side, but anywhere in Rock Hill, anywhere in South Carolina, our roads are terrible, and they're going to get worse. And here's the other part about it. You can pave a road because, you know, now it's $1 million a mile to pave a road. But you'll see, you go down Crawford Road right now and see a road that was freshly paved, but the pipes under it are having problems, so they have to go back in. And so when you see roads that has patches on it, that's not just the roads, that's the infrastructure over under the roads. And our infrastructure in this state is so old, if we don't take care of it now, we're going to have a problem.
You're right about that. And what kills me is when they pave a new road and then 2 weeks later they go and jackhammer it up because something's broken underneath there.
That is correct. You got to take care of the infrastructure under it first. But we're talking a lot of money. Opera Center, that was the money that came from the federal government. It was a lot of money came for that. South Carolina wasn't too receptive of taking those funds. So it's hurt us in the long run. When I get down to the house, we're going to change that. We're going to work together because I'm one of them people, I go out and see what's going on. Let me give you an example. When I first got on city council, we went down to Southland Park. We went to College Down. Southland and College Down were flooding, but we went down to College Down. Channel 9 News was there, and they were doing a story on flooding. I was standing on the hill, and one of the persons from the city, he didn't know who I was. And I said, man, the first thing we need to do is dredge this out. And he said, we can't dredge this out, sir. I said, yes, we can. He said, well, no, we can't. I said, first of all, I'm Perry Sutton, new city council member. Number two, I was in the Coast Guard for 30 years. I understand water, and we can dredge this out. Now, we had to go do some schooling and figure out how to do it, but we started a program called WET, Watershed Evaluation Team. It has since been given an award by the governor because we brought municipalities together to understand how stormwater works in this area. Basically, water comes from Catawba River, goes through our watersheds, which we call creeks or ditches, and goes back through Chester County and goes back into the Catawba River. There are some places where it used to be 6 foot deep. There's now 1 foot deep. If you go to South Side of Rock Hill right now, you will see a lot of roads are torn up. It's because we got $13.4 million from the federal government to take care of that problem in certain parts of Rock Hill. We need more, and I'm going to be able to do that. But the only way you can figure this out, you got to go out and see what's going on.
All right. There's been a lot of attention given by the city of Rock Hill to the south side of the city. This is primarily the district that you're running in.
Right.
I mean, what's it going to take to? I know when you take a look at what's happened here in downtown Rock Hill, it's been 25 or 30 years to make that happen. Right. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to wait 25 or 30 years for something to happen on the south side of Rock Hill. You know, grocery stores, retail, something. I mean, we finally see a 7-Eleven being built there, but that's not really what you want to drive the local economy.
So what you have to understand, and that's why I say when people say they're going to get a grocery store, you have to find out what the grocers are looking for. They have a parameter of what they want. What we were told at that time is we didn't have enough rooftops. So what do? We went and recruited more rooftops for that area. The infrastructure is not good. You can look at now what's been done on 72 Albright Road. We're working on the infrastructure. Whatever they're telling us that we need to do, we're already doing it. Do I believe we're going to have a grocery store? I know for a fact it's coming. It's coming, and it's going to be a good one. I can't tell no more than that because there's people in the city council don't even know about that. A lot of that was myself, Councilmember Lindsay, and the mayor going out and recruiting and bringing people here, say, hey, we need this. That's what you got to have if you want to be successful in city government, in county government, and in state government. You can't sit in the room and just think somebody's going to bring the information to you. You got to go out and find it.
Let me make sure I understand this now. You're saying here as a candidate for District Number 49 that you can tell your constituents, the voters out there, that there is a deal almost in place or a deal in place?
In the next few years, you'll have something there. I'll tell you that. Because, like I said, we had to get some stuff in place first. You had to get the rooftops first. You got to get the infrastructure first. After we get that complete, then you go back to them and say, we've done all the parameters. Let's bring something here.
All right.
Yeah.
That would be a huge step forward.
It's going to be a huge step.
Because, I mean, right now, the south side, you got to get in a car and you got to drive.
That is correct.
You can find a grocery store.
I live on the south side. I know this. Yeah. I know this.
All
yes.
Right. Let's talk about another problem on the south side. It's a problem anywhere in the country.
Okay.
And that is crime.
Yes.
Particularly teenagers out there. I know you're a coach, and you like Jimmy Wallace. You can't work them enough on the field, keep them busy, da-da-da-da. But still, you got a problem with teenage crime,
yes.
young crime.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So here's a problem that some people are creating themselves. I've been coaching for 37 years, coaching young men. I have 90 football players every year. 90. I have three different age groups. I was coaching this even when I was in the military. I would drive back and forth every day from either Charleston, Georgetown, or Savannah to coach my kids. Part of our program is to take our young people to colleges, to take them to other trips to see how other people are living so that we can give them a sense of how everybody else or other people are living. We did that, and we did that by people giving us donations, other businesses, because I couldn't pay for that. You're talking about, first of all, if you're talking about just the equipment to put kids in, 90 kids, we're talking about now, you're talking about $1,000 a kid. That's $90,000 we're going to need this year to put our kids in equipment. We're the only youth team that provides equipment for every one of our kids. Now add that taking these kids on trips, taking them on a bus to get there, a place to stay, to feed them and everything. So we have something in place. And the reason we've been able to do it is because businesses and different people have been giving us funding to help take care of that. I couldn't pay for it for myself. There's been a thing out there saying that I'm taking money from Republicans. What you want to do now is you want to take money away from helping our young black men learn something. And I have a problem with that. If you're not giving anything to help with the solution, don't talk about what's being done. Don't try to put it down. It's a sore person that would try to destroy a program that's helping our young black men become better citizens. That is one of the ways that we're fighting crime. We've been doing it for 37 years and been pretty successful at it. We'll never get rid of crime 100%, but we're going to continue to do what we do and hopefully other programs to do it. Another thing that happens is this: in each house member gets $1,000 for his district every month.
Right.
I promise you, I will put that money back into 501s that are doing things in the community. I don't know what's happening to that money now, but I can promise you, my $1,000 a month is coming. It's going to go to these youth programs that are helping our people. That's how we're going to help take care of crime, is take care of these groups that are doing something, whether it's a sorority to a fraternity or a youth symposium. We're going to figure out a way to take care of them.
So this is a winner-take-all primary, correct?
It is.
All right. So you need to have people from both parties vote for you.
Not in this one. Well, yeah, kind of, because you got you can only pick a Democrat or Republican ticket when you go up.
All right. My mistake.
Yeah.
So you've got only about a minute left in the program. What is it do you want to make sure people understand about your candidacy and why they need to support Perry Sutton?
The reason you need to support Perry Sutton is because Perry Sutton can talk to anybody, can cross any line. Right now, we have a supermajority of the Republicans. Perry Sutton can go talk to Republicans. Perry Sutton can go talk to Democrats. Perry Sutton can go talk to independents. Perry Sutton can go talk to libertarians. I can go talk to anybody. We can find ways to work things out. I don't do negativity on Facebook. I don't go after the different. I've seen people go after the bishop from AME Zion. I've seen people go after this Pastor Hogg from First Baptist Church. My biblical teachings tells me that if I have a problem with my brother, go talk to my brother. And if at first we gonna get together, I go bring two or three back and we go talk to them again. That's what my biblical teachers teaches me, and that's how I operate. I don't Facebook fight. I go talk to you so we can make sure that we can get together. And also, we're setting an example for our young people. We're talking about crime. When young people see us acting out in public, we're setting a bad example. And I always want to set a good example.
His name is Perry Sutton. He's a candidate for the State House of Representatives in District Number 49. And he's seeking your vote next Tuesday. Thanks for being with us, Coach.
Thank you.
And that'll wrap up this portion of our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So, Coach, we're going to find out how good your memory is. What do we do here at Substation 2? 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. It's in the white letters at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice,
night,
slice, night, slice. Night. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Community, it's what Comporium is all about. For over 130 years, we have served our customers like neighbors and friends, because we live here too. Comporium remains committed to keeping our thriving community growing and connected, delivering the gigabit speeds and same-day service you expect from your internet provider, improving the lives of those around you with deep community roots and people who know your name and care. That's Comporium. Online at Comporium.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Sandwich lovers, Substation 2 is celebrating another year of deliciousness. This is Charlie Ruffalo. For 40 years, Substation 2 has been creating signature subs piled high with premium meats and cheeses and big crisp salads with lots of fresh veggies. On June 6th, our first 40 customers will win one free sub every month for an entire year. And the next 40 customers will snag an incredible 40% discount on any one order. Enjoy a taste of tradition crafted with love for 40 years and counting. Substation 2, where every bite is a celebration. Cherry Road. Across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and guess who rolls in? Aha! Gentlemen, I have just met by the name of David Stumbo. He is running for Attorney General, and that's about all I know about you, David, so tell me about you.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm the 8th Circuit Solicitor currently. That's my role. I was elected in 2012, and I've been the Chief Prosecutor down in the 8th Circuit, which is Greenwood, Lawrence, Newberry, Abbeville, for the past 14 years. Was elected in 2012. I have a family, my wife and I, my wife Vanessa, of 26 and a half years. So we have four children. We live in the Greenwood, South Carolina area, so just a little bit down the road from here. Grew up in the Greenwood, grew up in the upstate, moved to Columbia for 12 years. All four of our kids were actually born in Columbia. At the time, I worked at the Attorney General's office twice, two different times, right out of law school. And then when Attorney General Wilson was elected, he hired me to run the statewide grand jury. So I was one of the supervising attorneys there. At the AG's office, I had a couple sheriffs and a police chief in the 8th Circuit, where I grew up, asked me to move home and run for solicitor. They were very disappointed with my predecessor, and who was not trying a lot of cases. The morale was really down in law enforcement at the time. And they had seen the work I'd done around the state, knew I was from Greenwood, so they asked me, Manning, to come back home and run for circuit solicitor. We ran against the incumbent in 2012. We won in a landslide, and it was because we had law enforcement's support and backing. I'm really proud of what we've done over the last 14 years. We've changed the culture in our circuit. Law enforcement, I believe, has a high level of trust in their solicitor now. It's a reason why we have close to 20 sheriffs, have 19 coming on this week, sheriffs backing our candidacy in this race. I was actually with Max Dorsey down in Chester all day yesterday. He was carrying me around and introducing me to folks. And Max and I worked together at the Attorney General's office when he was with SLED 20 years ago. So I think the sheriffs are backing us and law enforcement's backing us in this race because they've seen the work I've done around the state. Why am I running? It's not because I don't like my current job. I love my current job, Manning. As circuit solicitor, I still get to go in court and try big cases, tried a couple homicide cases just last year. Work with law enforcement, train up young prosecutors to serve the public and keep people safe. Why am I running, though? Because we need positive leadership on the state level. I am convinced that if we don't have good leadership in Columbia in these statewide positions, our state could lose what makes us special very quickly because we have a lot of people moving in. We're the fastest growing state in the country. And I really feel called to run for this position so we can have strong, positive leadership on the state level.
So you've worked in the Attorney General's office before.
Yes, sir. Two different stints,
and then you've been out on your own running your own shop.
Yes, sir.
What do you see, if anything, that needs to be enhanced or improved upon or eliminated?
Well, a couple of things that I want to enhance are the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. That's where I started. My first job there was under A.G. McMaster. He hired me, and it was right in the early stages of the Internet. We were just trying to wrap our arms around how to protect kids better online then. We really need to do a better job with that, and I want to enhance that section. It's because that's where my roots are. I was the first prosecutor in that section 22 years ago. The other section that I'd really like to enhance is human trafficking. Our human trafficking task force, we're just scratching the surface on that problem, Manning. We have
a big problem up here being next to a major city.
100%. And we're starting to – and it's so difficult to uncover because it's just right under the surface. The victims that are trapped in that lifestyle have a hard time breaking free from it. So we really need to up our game with prosecution, with services to give these victims a place to come out of to feel safe and like they can come forward. And a lot of it's educating the public, educating our school personnel, nurses, anybody that interacts with teenagers. And that's what we're seeing, young teenage girls that are pulled into this lifestyle and they're trapped by it. So I want to see us enhance the human trafficking operation. There's a whole lot of things the AG does, and we could talk for hours about all those different nuances. I'm the only candidate in this race that's done any significant amount of work in the AG's office, and I think that gives me an advantage in this race.
So if you are elected, you're going to get a Christmas gift called the Alec Murdaugh trial, number two.
That's right. Yep.
They say that's not going to get started probably during the first part of the year.
Right.
Which means that'll be right in your wheelhouse. And the question has come up, all right, are we going to try, him for first-degree murder? Or are we going to continue down the road we've been going?
Right. Well, you know, I probably don't want to get into strategy, but I will say this. I don't need a tutorial on how to try a murder case. I've been doing this for over 20 years, and I've tried dozens of murder cases, even as an elected solicitor. And so jumping into the Murdaugh case is not going to be difficult for me. I mean, I know it's high profile. I know there's a lot of attention on it, certainly. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like any other homicide case. And you have to evaluate the evidence. You got to come up with a strategy, and you present it to judge and jury. And I look forward to doing that. One of the things that I think, again, gives me an advantage in this race is I know the people of that office. Creighton Waters, who was the lead prosecutor the last time the Murdaugh case was tried, Creighton is supporting me in this race, and Creighton is a good friend. He and I co-supervised the state grand jury when I was there the last time. And so we had our teams of prosecutors, Creighton, and I learned a lot from him. I think he learned some stuff from me. We really complemented each other well when we were running the state grand jury. And so it's not going to be a difficult transition for me to step into the role of elected AG, because I know the office, I know the people of the office, and we'll be ready to roll on not just the Murdoch case, but any others that are on our plate.
You know, a big issue that keeps surfacing, I don't think is ever going to go away, is the question about abortion. And the laws keep changing. The enforcement mechanisms keep changing.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where you would be on that.
My wife and I are very strongly pro-life. We've not only – that's not just a political position for me. I mean, we have invested our lives and our time in crisis pregnancy centers. Vanessa was on the hotline of the one in Columbia, and you know, I remember her in the middle of the night talking to a young girl in a crisis pregnancy, telling her that God loved her and loved her baby and had a plan for her. And I'm blessed to have a wife that values life. She went with these girls into the birthing room with them. And so not just saying, hey, you need to choose life, but we're going to walk with you through this. I was on the board of the Crisis Pregnancy Center Daybreak in Columbia. We put 4D ultrasounds in all the locations there. That was at the time, those were new. And so these young ladies could have support and choose life. So it's something that we've invested our time, our resources in. As the AG, I'm going to be the most pro-life AG you can imagine. I'm going to go to court and fight for the heartbeat bill. Right now, I'm a named defendant in a lawsuit from a lot of the abortionist doctors that are challenging the enforcement of the heartbeat bill. Wow. And so I'm going to be ready again on day one to fight for the unborn as AG. That is, again, an issue that's not just political for me. It's personal and for us, for Vanessa and I and our family, Vanessa and me and our family. So we are ready to take on the life issue as the Attorney General.
As you referenced, South Carolina is growing like a weed.
Yes,
it's just incredible, the amount of growth. Everything is changing. And I wonder whether, and I don't know one way or the other, whether the Attorney General's office has enough resources, enough dollars, to do what it needs to do when you have an escalating population like we have right now. We got over 5 million people in this state.
Right. And another thing is a lot of our solicitors' offices, and I can say this as an in-the-trenches solicitor, we need the help of the AG's office out in the circuits. Some circuits are very well funded. The circuit we're in now, the 16th Circuit solicitor bracket, has a lot of attorneys and a lot of resources up here. And so he might not need the assistance of the AG's office. But in the PD, the 4th Circuit, my good friend Solicitor Mike Birch over there, who was just elected a couple years ago, I mean, they don't have any resources. And so the AG's office can really be a help to bring in prosecutors to the 4th Circuit to help handle those cases in that docket. And I've talked to Solicitor Birch about that. So one of the things we need to look at is how can the AG's office really be a true resource for our sheriffs and our solicitors all over South Carolina. I plan to be the kind of AG that's not just tied to a desk in Columbia. I plan to get a lot of windshield time and be all over the state seeing our law enforcement partners that are on the ground. And someone who's coming from the trenches, so to speak, as a circuit solicitor, I think I'm ready to do that. I have a different perspective, you know, coming out of the role I'm in now. And so I'm looking forward to looking at the circuits and the areas that have very little resources that we can help out. And, of course, even the areas that have great resources, that's where the population's growing more,
sure,
like
sure.
here.
Sure.
And so we need to keep up with the growth. We need to, you know, grow. I have no problem with us growing in our state. We just need to do it responsibly and make sure we're taking care of core functions of government.
So we're running close to the end of our time here. What is it that you want to make sure people know about David Stumbo that hasn't come across in this short period of time we've had together? Kind of
right.
What makes you tick?
What makes me tick is, you know, I grew up in a household that valued the things of the Lord. Vanessa and I have raised our family with a biblical worldview where we are very much conservative, Christian, Republican citizens of South Carolina. I love this state, And I want to see our state move forward. And we're a great state, Manning, and I think we can be even greater. And so I want to cast a positive vision and be a strong leader for a great state, because I was born and I was raised in South Carolina. And all the people that are coming here because we're special. There's our values are different in South Carolina. We back the blue. We back our military. We are a people that value safe communities and moral communities. And so I want to be that kind of leader for our state. And I hear a lot in these political meetings of people trashing South Carolina and, whoa, things are just horrible here and we're falling apart at the seams and South Carolina's last in all these categories. Well, we're doing something right, because everybody and their brother wants to move here.
Amen.
So let's take a great state and fix the things we can fix. I mean, I could talk a lot about judicial reform and some other issues that we need to improve on in our state, but I want to be a positive leader to take us to the next level in South Carolina.
His name is David Stumbo. He'd like you to vote for him on June the 9th in the South Carolina primary. And thank you for being with us today, David.
Thank you, Manning. Appreciate the time.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, made possible, of course, by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And our thanks again to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Once again, what do we do here at Substation 2? Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it in the big white letters. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.